The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Some very sad news this morning with the death of legendary Perth broadcaster Russell Goodrick. He anchored Nine News for many years where he earned a Logie, and he'll be sorely missed by many friends and colleagues, including Jenny Seaton. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning to you, Ben. Yeah, it's pretty hard to process, really. I mean, I know we're all getting to that age and stage in life, but it's still not real, I suppose, when you hear of your mates going. It's a very sad situation, and it wasn't something we knew about. This is the other part of it that we're trying to sort of understand, I suppose. He was private. He wanted it to be this way, but to find out that he was in a coma for so long and this was the result, it's just awful.
Well, his death has come as a shock to many in the industry and, of course, the people who loved watching him on TV. When did you find out that he was unwell, and do you know much about the circumstances?
Look, this is the thing. No, we didn't, because I think he requested that if he was in a state that he could have requested or his family requested for him. But I've only found out today that he had a problem with his pancreas and he was on going down south. He was working on a film, a local movie, a war film, and he was on his way down. He had an attack of some description and he had to be flown back, RFGS. We were told last week he was in a coma, but we weren't told why and how bad it was. And it was only really this morning, or last night, I got a text from a friend to say that they decided to let the machine go off him to keep him alive. And I don't know, it's just, it shouldn't be a shock when all of us at our age are going, but it's just so sad when he gave so much. Along with a lot of other people, but Russell was unique in his way. He was gentle. He was always happy and smiling. He was a little bit childlike in ways, not in a bad way, but sweet, bit vulnerable, but very professional in everything that he did. And his friends really appreciated what he did.
And you worked with Russell in the Channel 9 days. What do you think made him so beloved with the audience?
I think he connected with people. This is the whole thing, I think, with success with presenters. If you are pretty much down to earth, if you're not, people see through you. If you can connect verbally and visually and everything, that's what I think the public feel comfortable with. If, you know, if you're sitting at home watching someone trying to be something they're not, you're not comfortable watching them. So I think that's what he did, and I think everyone did in those days. We were all at that stage, we were still learning as we went. Television, you know, I was 68 at Channel 9 in black and white. God for heaven, you wouldn't have even been born. And so we were all learning on the job, all of us. And, you know, Russell came in and he had so much enthusiasm to do what he did, to go on and do the real estate program and be around the corridors of Channel 9. He loved reading the news. He just loved it. And when they came out with this campaign, Russell told me so, he reveled in that. He used to throw his suit jacket over his shoulder and sort of swagger up the corridor.
Well, he was a lively and pretty adventurous bloke. It must have been fun times.
Oh, look, every day was a challenge for everybody, and the news at that stage back then probably wasn't considered as important as it is today. There was more live television studio out of the studios, right, with entertainment and, you know, shows and that sort of thing and daytime programs. But news became huge. I remember David Aspinall came back from America, and over there they were doing 24-hour news programs, and he said, I'm telling you, this is the future. It took a bit of a time for it to happen, but it definitely did. So Russell was very happy to be part of all those changes, I think.
It really was a golden era for TV in Western Australia. And now it is sad, as you say, when we start to lose these local legends.
Yeah. Well, look, we can all be accused of saying, oh, gee, in the good old days, you know, but to be honest with you, it was like a form of local Hollywood, the television stations, you know, 7 and 9, and then 10 started up a little bit later. And the studios were full of set designers, programs churning out every single day, and things to always change. They have to change. It's, you know, it's a business. And we're seeing that change very strongly now. And Russell hung on to what he was involved in for many, many years. And people appreciated what he did and all the others did at that time too.
Mm. And then he wasn't immune to change as well. He was versatile and tried his hand at many things post-TV, from politics and movie production.
Yeah.
Did you stay in touch with him?
Oh, absolutely. We used to go to the same supermarket. I was in Maylands at the time and he was in Bayswater. I think on my Facebook page I got photos of Russell and I together buying our tomatoes and everything. So, we kept in touch. We didn't see each other all the time, but we were definitely in touch. And at all the reunions, Russell would always be there. So he just loved catching up with everybody and remembering the days we all used to work together at the Channel 9 studios. It was so much fun.
Mm. And there sure is an outpouring on Facebook today. It shows just how many people he touched during his life.
Look, yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of other people that were around that time on telly, people found television very comforting and very personal back then. There weren't the choices that we've got today, where you've got pay TV and all those other things and, iPads and everything. So television at night was it. That was your entertainment, your news service. Everyone sat down and watched the news at 6 o'clock at night. It was really a huge part of people's lives.
Mm, and his family must be devastated. His children grew up with him being on television like many of us did.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Every family would be obviously devastated to lose their partners or father or mother or whatever. But he, of course, was on a mission about the family court as well, as you might have also read. He was very concerned that it wasn't fair for one parent only to have full custody of a child and the other children not being able to see the other parent. And I think a lot of people would agree with him there. He had a lot of plans for the future, Russell. He wasn't giving up. He was going to be involved in politics and the tourism industry and family court changes. He was a worker, that's for sure.
Mm. And we pass our condolences on to his family. Jenny Seaton, thanks for remembering your mate with us today on The West Live.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much, Ben.